Hey, Veronica, Elise again, having a look now at your Unit 4, New York Scene Incorporating Songs for the Book Lab. Thank you so much for pushing along. I won't go into a whole bunch of detail about formatting because I just did on the other one, but take a look again at the top of the scene. This is Scene 2, so it should be Roman numeral 1 and then 2-1, meaning Act 1, Scene 2, Page 1 in your upper right-hand page number. And you want to have a blank line between scene two and setting. You don't need the word setting. Also, and then again, you don't need two blank lines after that stage direction. And then for the setting, it would be very, you say that we're in her apartment, but you don't mention who's there. And all of a sudden she is saying, what a day. We don't know, is she entering? Are her friends already there? Are they all already there? That initial stage direction should establish for us, you know, there's three people in the apartment, you know, maybe she's in the kitchen and they're, packing suitcases, or they all, the door opens and all three of them come in. You need to give us some sense of what am I looking at? Because right now all I know is I'm looking at a well-decorated studio apartment. I don't know anything about who's in it. And then they just start talking. So your initial stage direction has to give me a little more info. Okay, so then about the rest of this, there's some fun character work in here between the characters, but I think I did, and I get this a little bit, Veronica. It feels like this was a little rushed, like you didn't spend a lot of time developing this, and I get it, you're trying to catch up and get through the lab, but I felt like it was quite underwritten, so I'm going to go through and show you some of the things. First of all, I would so encourage you never write a scene where the characters' names are she and friend one and friend two, because that's just that's a pretty big red flag that you didn't think about who these people are. We don't know who these friends are. The original assignment said that they are a couple from her hometown, but they could be, you know, two friends. They could be, depending on what her hometown is, whether they're a same-sex couple or not. They could be a couple that's been together forever, that's happy together or not. So they could bicker, or they could, you know, there are so many different things that they could be. And when you don't even name them, you haven't explored any of that really. So I think that's worth looking at. Again, giving her something to do. She sprung across the house, cleaning everything in sight. First of all, it's a studio apartment, not a house. So I mean, that's just semantics, but it also tells you what a small space she's working in. But I think she could have started doing that right away, and it could really launch your scene. Like, have they just come home from the parade and she's embarrassed at how messy the place is? Have they just come home from the parade and she wants to make them some hot chocolate? Have they just come home from the parade and her friends, their stuff is all strewn about and she's going to help them pack? You need to be a bit more specific than just she's cleaning everything in sight, especially because is she embarrassed? Is her apartment dirty? Is it a mess? Is she embarrassed about it? All of those things could be useful, but just to have her running around cleaning doesn't, in a stage direction, doesn't make it integral to her character, how she's responding to the space. So again, your instinct to have her doing something is excellent, but you need to dig deeper about what is she doing specifically and why. Friend two says, I don't want you to be right, so I will sit down. Is a little bit odd. It's later that she goes, oh, here it comes. And it turns out that sitting down actually did make her tired. But I don't want you to be right, so I will sit down is a sort of an odd. I guess what you meant by that is, I don't want you to be right, so I'm going to show you. I'm going to sit down and I'm not going to get tired, so there. You might just put a little more character into that. Let's see. When they start talking about, they start sorting, they mention souvenirs, and it's an assortment of the same souvenirs they got the last time. They say they needed Snoopy versions, and later they mention something about Fall Snoopy. I'm guessing that's a reference to the Snoopy balloon in the Macy's parade, but take a look at your script. The word parade doesn't show up. They don't say anything about how cool the parade was. They don't mention anything about how this balloon or that balloon was neat. There's absolutely, you could, if I didn't know from the setup that they had come from watching the Macy's Day Parade, this scene would not tell me so. And so I think that's a wasted opportunity, all right? Then, let's see, why are we letting the jet lag get to us? We could stay up and run around some more. Why don't we go bowling? So I started to question at this point how this was fulfilling the assignment, because the idea was she's sort of bored with New York and doesn't want to be there anymore and would like to go home. And yes, she's trying to hide it, but they're the ones who are super enthusiastic about everything about New York. Everything about it is great. They want to do everything. And they think she's so lucky to be living here. I didn't see anything in here where they mentioned that she was lucky to be here. I don't see them going on about how exciting things are. When she expects bowling or a movie or dinner, they really don't want to do any of it. So somehow the tables got turned here, and she, the one who lives in New York, is trying to get them to go and do touristy things, and they don't want to. So I don't know how that gets you to the point of the exercise, which was show that they love it in New York and think she's really lucky to live there and she's over it and wants to leave. I was not getting that impression from any of this. Now, granted, I told you she's hiding it, but boy, do you have her hiding it well. And more to the point, the friends are not saying anything about, oh, the parade was so awesome and let's do this and let's do that and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they don't talk at all about the hometown, so there's not really a way for us to get a sense that she misses her hometown because it doesn't come up. She talks about, you know, a first date night and her favorite restaurant. So it sounds like if I were to read the scene without knowing anything about the setup, I would think she loves New York and wants to go and do things, and her friends are, you know, stick in the muds that just want to buy some souvenirs and then not do anything else. So that's not really fulfilling the assignment. Then she, after pressuring them to go and do something and finally getting them to agree to go to a restaurant, then she says that they should go on their own and she's going to stay and change her clothes and send them on her own to the restaurant, which really threw me. I was like, really? She's been pushing and pushing to go out somewhere and do something. And now she's going to send her two friends out to the restaurant by themselves and stay behind to change their clothes. That sounds like a pretty weird host to me. Again, you could make this happen. I know you're trying to engineer for her to be alone so she can sing the song. But a way that could engineer that in a way that would fulfill what you're trying to accomplish in this scene based on the exercise might be, for instance, to have them be the ones who are like, oh, let's go, let's do this. And the friend could be saying, oh, you know, she could be saying, oh, I'm so tired. I've been there a million times or whatever. And she tries to hide it. But so she agrees. They're the ones who say, what's your favorite restaurant? Let's go. And there would be a really interesting thing. They could say, hey, let's go. What's your favorite restaurant? And she could say something like, well, you know, I don't really eat out that much anymore. I've been here so many years. So without saying I hate eating out or I don't like any restaurants, she could indicate to us in the audience, well, she's sort of over that part of New York, right? But her friends don't hear it. They're saying, well, let's go. And then when her friends say, let's go, she could say, well, I'm not quite ready. I need to change. You go without me. If they were the ones who were pushing it. But the fact that she was the one who was pushing it and then says, you know what, you two go without me, seems like the rudest hostess I can imagine. They didn't want to go in the first place. And then once she talked them into it, she said, nah, you go without me. So that's sort of odd. And then she tells her friends, I'll be right behind you. She literally says, I'll be right behind you. And then they leave and they don't seem at all upset that they're being sent off to the theater, to the restaurant, which they didn't originally want to go to, and she's not coming with them. And then when they're gone, you have her pull out a laptop and pull up Zillow, find nothing, let out a large huff, and put her head in her hands and lifts her head and saying, okay, so let me give you a handful of things about that. First of all, she said she was right behind them and then she doesn't even try to change. So she has no intention of being right behind them. So again, I'm thinking, good Lord, what kind of a hostess is this woman? She sent them off to a restaurant and then lied to them and has no intention of joining them right away. And then if I see, put yourself in the position of the audience watching this. We see her sit down. We see her pull out a laptop and look at it let out a large huff. I don't know she was on Zillow. How do I know she was on Zillow? I have no idea she was on Zillow. I see her open up a laptop. I can't see what's on the laptop. So I don't know she's on Zillow. If this were a movie, maybe I would know. But then let me also say, Zillow, in my understanding, is something that helps you find apartments. That does not mean I want to get out of New York. This is your attempt to show us she wants to leave New York, but it didn't happen during the scene. She didn't tell her friends, oh, tell me about home. I miss it so much. You know, the flowers are about to bloom, or I missed it. You know, she doesn't say anything to her friends to show us how much she wishes she were somewhere else. And then looking for a new apartment does not, even in and of itself, even if I knew that's what she was doing, it doesn't mean she wants to leave New York. I'm not sure you'd pull up Zillow if you were looking to leave New York, because if she wants to move back to her hometown or anywhere else, you know, Zillow's an apartment app. And so anyway, I don't know that it's Zillow, and the fact that she's looking for a new apartment does not tell me she's trying to leave New York specifically. Okay, so you haven't established that information for me. Now, about the song itself. One of the most important things, and probably the toughest thing for a book writer, is that once lyrics are written, no matter how much you had to do with them or didn't have to do with the creation of them, whether you agree with them or not, if the lyrics are going into the script, it is your job as a book writer to make all of those lyrics true. You cannot put your lyricist in the position of having lyrics that are not true. So let me walk through these and talk to you about which lyrics I think are not true, or are, have not been made true by your book, right? First stanza's okay. Friends come to visit through the years, convenient side trips and vacation times they come to watch while their dreams unfold and magic takes hold in New York City. That's okay. I would have loved to have seen a little bit more excitement from the couple about the magic of New York to make that a little bit truer. They come to see the great parade, fashions and festivals and finery, brazen and bold, just like they've been told how quickly they're sold on New York City. Again, it's livable, but nobody mentioned a parade. There was a sidelong, you know, a little reference to Snoopy, but no way that an audience who didn't know that they'd just been to the parade would think that they were talking about the Snoopy float, so or the balloon. So you haven't really gone out of your way to make that true. We don't know that they were here to see a parade. We don't know that they think everything is, you know, that there's fashions and finery and that they're sold on New York City. Not really seeing that. Now, more importantly, this next one. They say how lucky I am that I live here and what they would give just to be in my place, keeping a pace. Okay? Nowhere in the scene that you wrote did they say anything to her. Now, here, and again, tricky part for a book writer. You can't just go back into the scene and have one of them turn to her at one point and say, man, you're lucky to live here. What I wouldn't give to be here. You can't be that overt, but you have to find a way in the scene to make it clear that they think she's the luckiest person in the world to be living in this city, and they wish they lived here too. And you have to do it without saying those words, but you have to make those words true when they come up. And right now, based on your scene, the words, they say how lucky I am that I live here, have not been made true. They will not take a moment to look at me. I didn't notice that happening either. To see what this town has done to people, you have to give me more to make me believe that this is how she saw that scene. Because what I saw was a woman rushing around cleaning and trying to get her friends to go bowling or go to the theater. I've got to get away from here. I think you thought that the Zillow moment did that. But again, I just saw her open a laptop. I didn't know what she was doing. And even if I knew she was looking for an apartment, I wouldn't know she was looking for an apartment outside of New York. All of my friends say I belong in New York City. Nobody said that. And again, you can't use the words. You can't go back there and say, oh, you just belong in New York City. But you have to have them say something like, man, you must love living here. It seems like the perfect place for you to be. You know what I'm saying? So that we get the sense that they're saying that she belongs here without using the exact words. You have to make all of these words true. And then, of course, they call. So she's been gone for so long that they've been able to get to the restaurant, not only notice that she isn't there yet, but notice that they left their wallet behind. And she still says she's going to see them soon. So again, she just seems like a lousy hostess. I need to go home to be with my friends. I'm getting so old in New York City. Her friends are right down the street in a restaurant and she won't go to them. The idea of that lyric is supposed to be, I want to go back to my hometown and be with my friends. So I have to say, Veronica, that I don't think that this scene accomplished the mission of setting up those lyrics. So I want you to be thinking about that When you're working with your collaborative team, you need to look at the lyrics in a song once it comes back to you really carefully. And you need to make sure that your book makes every single one of those lyrics true. And if you don't feel you can, if you feel it isn't true to the scene or true to what you were trying to accomplish, then you, I mean, and you couldn't do that in this exercise, I get it. But you would need to go back to your lyricist and composer then and say, I can't make this true. But so that's, it's really, that's your job. That is your job. Make the song true. Set it up. Give us all the information we need to make it true and make it true. And I don't think in this scene that you did that. But a good lesson to learn. And I know you're, you know, trying to hurry through, so I understand. So keep going, move on to the next assignment, and learn something from this one. Okay. Thanks and toodaloo.